after spending so much time in the college ranks, did you ever think that you'd make the jump to the pros?
I never thought I would. It just, it happened so suddenly the way it worked out. It, you know, I got the call from Kevin and to interview and wasn't going to do it. And then Mike called, so let's sit down and talk. And we kind of went around a little bit and didn't take long though. He said, you want the job? You know, that's not a hard decision. Yes. Okay. Let's go. You know what I mean? Okay. You can be at work tomorrow. Okay. No, Mike, I got to go back and sell my car and I'll be back.
What do you think the biggest difference is going to be transitioning from the college level to the NFL?
You know, I think schematically it's going to be a little bit different. Having been a coordinator in college all those years, this league is so personnel driven. You know, the difference, just even when you evaluate players in high school, you can kind of tell the difference pretty quick. Here, it's such a fine line between everything you do. The quarterbacks are so much better. The things they do are so much faster. How you evaluate, I find it a little different to evaluate because they're all pretty close. You know, there's such a fine line between a lot of the players. I think that'll be one of the bigger differences.
So what's the biggest thing you're doing right now just to get yourself acclimated and up and running in the pro level and familiarizing yourself with the Steelers?
Well, I think, you know, what we've done is they've kind of got me going on the draft, got me going places. You know, I've been with Coach Tomlin a lot the last couple of weeks and had the opportunity to pick Coach's brains and kind of tell me things that, you know, he's kind of getting, you know, indoctrinating me into things, which would help me a lot to start the process going, at a, you know, getting there a little bit faster and doing that stuff, especially with the upcoming for the draft, because, you know the system, how it works in college. You know, you go from here, it's recruiting, and then it's spring practice, and it's here, it's a little bit different. You got the draft, and then you got the OTAs, and it's just a different format.
Has anything surprised you so far?
I think probably that when you see a lot of the stuff on TV and you watch film over the years, but when you sit down and study it, I think a couple things is the speed of the game. I think it's how good the quarterbacks are, you know, because they can put that ball just about anywhere. Some of the things you got away with in college, you know, and you kind of know, it's one of those uh-oh things, and you get away with it here, the band's going to be playing, so it's not good.
Kevin Colbert told us at the Combine that they're lucky to have you because of so much of the college game sneaking into the NFL, and you can help bridge that gap for the pro coaches. So how is the college game sneaking into the NFL right now?
I think everybody's a little bit concerned about RPOs, you know, the run pass offs and stuff that you see in college. Probably not to the extent of seeing midlines and things of that nature, but everybody's going to indoctrinate some of those things into the pro game. Obviously, you know, this league's a little bit different with who that quarterback's worth a lot of money, so how much you're going to really run them and do it'll be different, but something will seep into this game, you know, that they maybe haven't seen as much. Most of the time in football, everybody's kind of a copycat. You look at this, oh, that's good, let's try that. So it's going to get in some variation of it's going to get into the NFL. It's already gotten into the NFL to the extent of college. No, you know, you're not seeing all the hurry up things. A lot of it has to do there with, you know, you only dress 46 for games. You don't have the numbers that you have in college where you can rotate people and do a lot of different things. You don't see the speed, you know, the number of plays being run like you see in college. You know, you see a lot of games where there's been over, you know, 100 plays on offense. So that'll be a little bit different. But you will see some of the things that people watch in college at work will get into this level.
You don't get a chance to work with your current Steelers players until a little bit later in this offseason, but how do you start evaluating them or just getting an overall sense of what you have to work with so far?
Well, you know, I try to watch the Steelers games when I get an opportunity. I just sit back and watch the flow of the game, first of all, how it goes, and then I'll go back my second go around and start to focus in on specific players. So right now, you know, Coach Butts has got us up to looking at cut-ups, so we're getting a little bit of his thoughts and everybody's thoughts, what they expect from the secondary.
Are you, if you had to pick, zone or man-to-man, and why?
There's no right way to answer that question, because I know whoever watches this interview is going to say, what's he talking about? We never did that. I think over the years, you know, I was predominantly really a big zone guy. Over the years, I was what I was because of what I had. If I didn't have people that could play a lot of man, I couldn't do it. So we played more zone and got creative on zone. I think on these levels, you constantly have to be changing, have variations of a lot of different things. Anything you do, just they're going to pick it apart. So we'll do a lot of different things. But I guess the way the game's kind of going now, I think as good as a lot of them are, you know, I probably would be a man guy.
When you get your guys in your room, what's the number one thing you want to demand from them as a group?
You know, I think the biggest thing for me, you know, on defense, you've got to do a couple things. You've got to be able to tackle. You got to be able to communicate. You got to be able to stop the big plays, okay? And those are the three things we've got to emphasize. You know, I think sometimes everybody tries to make it out to be more complicated than it really is. But if you take care of the little things, the big things will always take care of themselves. So it starts out with doing all the little things right from, you know, as minute as some details are, that's going to make the difference when you get into those clutch situations.